Well, the only issue I have on a finance is easy to get one-time funding for most projects. You go on the air or you do a mail drop. What's difficult is having sustained funding for staffing year after year after year. And that discussion, and I'm not remembering that we had it at the Finance Committee, even though we had working groups. And as I recall, it was the PNB that asked for us to get back to them. So I just think this is premature and it's not really thought out, and a lot of us are not sure about what we're doing with this particular project.
Is there a motion on the floor?
There is.
Yes.
Is there a second to that?
It doesn't require a second.
Okay, well, this is Teresa. I'd like to, I guess.
Well, I had one more thing.
Can you put me on the stack? Okay.
Yes, I will.
Casey, too, please.
We have Mark's going to finish, then we have Casey, Teresa and Casey. Although, Teresa, haven't you spoken already? Would you allow?
No, I just raised a point of information because people keep talking about national fundraising days, and that is premature.
Okay, got it. So you and then Casey. Go ahead, Mark.
I just wanted to say that I'm speaking against the motion because I don't think that due diligence has been done. The work has not been done, both in this committee, beyond the working group. We already heard, waiting to, you know, has not been able to move forward, at least not to conclusion, about the cost, and the programming committee has yet to come with the mechanism. And so, therefore, I think that we should wait to hear from those committees, and maybe what we could move to do is simply to ask the PNB to put it back on the agenda.
Teresa.
I would suggest that some members of the finance committee get together with maybe the general manager at KCFK. I have spoken with her several times about this issue. Since they do have the staff and they are already doing something that's a half an hour long, I think that if we are resourceful, we can actually get it started and we don't need 98,000. So, I mean, just to get it started. So I would suggest that we send this to create another committee to actually start the dialogue about it.
Casey, and then I'd like to speak.
I was going to say that the race and nationality proposal had all kinds of information about where funding might come from, the percentages compared to other expenditures in the network, and, you know, what the return on investment would be. While I understand that, you know, the point we're at procedurally now makes it a little bit difficult, but the PNB did vote and approve that the Spanish language programming would happen, and it seems like it's responsible for us to figure out where it goes in the budget and what gets cut in order to accommodate it. And that, you know, we have notes from our own committee, and we have our own work group, at least, that report. We have supposedly minutes from the January PNB meeting, and we have all of the race and nationality proposals that went out. So, you know, if we're going to talk about upholding PNB decisions, there was a decision that this would happen, and we should figure out right now, you know, there's got to be something that can be cut in order to accommodate the PNB's wishes.
Okay, I'm next. I looked at the January minutes, and what they referred to is the fact that a reconsideration of a motion. That motion was put forward in the packet that the Race and Nationality Working Group, for lack of a better term, I don't know exactly what group that was, had put forward. I don't know the right title for that grouping had put forward. It makes reference to what was in that packet, but it doesn't have it. I just emailed Bob Letter asking him to send it along. So we, and Bob, if you're listening, please email me that as soon as possible.
Point of information, Dave, would not that not be in the minutes that Donna Warren?
I opened the minute. What I'm referring to, I went to those minutes. I opened it up, and the packet that had been distributed is not in those minutes. So those minutes make reference to that packet and to changes made to what was proposed in that packet, but they don't contain that text. So without that, it's a little bit hard to evaluate the rest of this. But, you know, one of the questions I had was, in the national budget programming expenses line, what is budgeted in there at that $6,000 a month? In other words, what's that going towards right now?
Well, that's the national broadcast, national programming.
Which ones? I mean, are there specific national programming initiatives that is allocated for right now or not?
No, it's for the upcoming hearings around O'Connor, which, of course, has to be funded some sort of way. It's going to be looking at any of the Katrina coverage, because Katrina seems to be a continuing issue and will not go away. So then breaking news issues that are predictable for this network that will come up. And that's not a lot of money. We're going to undoubtedly have to raise even more money if we have other breaking news issues and need to move on it. I think that's, again, another reason to look at a national programming coordinator so we can get this organized.
All right.
I have to step off the call for about a half an hour.
Okay. We'll likely be here when you get back.
Thank you.
I just want to say that I agree with the sentiment of the motion, which is we said it starts January 06. That hasn't been changed, and I think we need a proposal for how to include it in the budget.
And you want us to do that tonight, Dave?
Well, no, I don't know that it can be done tonight, but it's an interesting question whether or not, I mean, how to deal. Let me back up. So we at KPFK, we have this issue that there's something missing in our budget that needs to be in there. Maybe it makes sense to table further discussion until after we've gone through the recommendations portion so we know what we're going to talk about in terms of what, I mean, Marnie's calling reforecasting, what process we'll use for that reforecasting. And then there may be a sensible motion that we can make on this that doesn't stall it, but actually moves it. What do you think, Baruti?
My goal is, I think we need to put something in the budget, make a good faith effort. I mean, even if we can't get the whole 100 in the budget, I mean, I think it's obviously we need to invest some money to get the ball rolling. So,
about putting in some grant money. Maybe there's some special grant money.
Just on that point, Belani, before you say it, Kay has tried, has put in several grants trying to get money for Spanish language programming, and indeed we've applied to CPB, and CPB, when they had meeting with managers here, our manager was not invited. The whole discussion was around Spanish language broadcasting, and they dinged us saying, oh, you're likely to be too biased, and so we didn't get funding that CPB has made available for Spanish language broadcasting, even though we're doing it and no one else did, and we initiated it and showed there was a market and an audience there. Go ahead, Lonnie.
I want to make one other comment.
They're not the only fish in the sea, and there's plenty of other good sources. I think that if someone does some mining, like our new full-time development director, I bet there's gold in them thar hills.
Lonnie, and then Baruti.
Well, I think I agree with Mark. Look, down in L.A., getting money for Spanish language programming should not prove impossibly difficult to do. I think there is a way in the L.A. basin to get funds for that. Now, my suggestion is the following, that we have two problems. We have the first problem of getting that sort of programming started on a seed basis. I think that that KPFK ought to provide the leadership, and that we split the costs on that program from each station, moving toward a January date for March implementation with a new programming coordinator in place to do phase two, which is to look at sustained basis funding. So the proposal is in two parts. The station split the seed money to get it going. And then with a new programming coordinator in place, presumably by March, that also be a follow-on plan for sustained funding. And that Kay provide leadership, since I think that, Kay has a lot to benefit from Spanish language programming. Certainly New York does too. So I think that, you know, that it's doable and there is, it is sustainable, right? They need the leadership on it. I do not think that simply dropping it in the national office budget solves any problems, because the services around that language program will be probably predominantly in K and I.
Oh, no. Houston has a huge Spanish.
And Houston does, too. So I think they know that. They ought to provide some leadership. They know their audience better than I do with the national office, certainly.
Rudy, yeah, could we, what I was going to suggest, I mean, with following up on Lonnie's suggestion about seed money, could we get about $25,000 in the national office budget as seed money?
You didn't, no, that's not my proposal. My proposal was to split the seed money among the stations.
But I don't think it should be.
Hey, Mark, hang on.
Well, you know, it's a national directive. I can't afford it. I mean, you mentioned BAI is one of the beneficiaries. You know, we can't afford to put any seed money in the pot.
Well, who can?
It depends on whether we're allowed to use surpluses, I think. Well, that's another discussion that we can have.
Do we need a waiver?
This is Jane. Can I ask a question?
Well, Mark had something first, and then Jane. Go ahead, Mark.
I think if we're going to charge the stations for that, I don't think we should just, like, let's say it's $100,000 and $25K each. I think we should be proportional. Some of our stations are larger, and I think it's unfair to the small stations to not make it proportional to their contribution, to the amount that they contribute to the total listener support line.
Jane and then me. Are you done, Mark?
Yes.
Okay. Jane and then me.
Go ahead. I forgot my question. Getting laid out here.
My problem with this idea is...
I have to come back to me.
Okay. My problem with the idea of taxing the stations is yet another central services... I mean, it's really a levy to central services. Back in the mid-90s, stations paid 17%, and that included all the funds they were paying for Pacifica Network News, and it included all the funds they were paying for Democracy Now! Now they pay 20%. In addition, they pay money towards Democracy Now! That's coming out of the CPB grant. They pay money for FSRN, and they pay billbacks. So the effective levy on the stations for what is less programming content now than before is up really around 25 or 26, and now we're talking about even further levies. So it's a big... It's a big problem, and I understand that if we're going to do something new, it has to be paid for, and the payment has to come from somewhere. But my problem with the seed money approach is it's an effective increase in central services.
It's a two-part proposal. But no, if FSRN does not come out of the station budget, that's not a true statement.
No, well, wait. The CPB income, you're saying it's coming out of the restricted portion of the CPB income, but the CPB income is part of the station's income. And back in 1997, for example, I forget when they restricted a portion of the budget, but the money that was paid by the station to National for central services included what was used for Pacifica Network News. There wasn't an additional levy coming out of their CPB funds. So effectively, the stations are paying much more now relative to what they paid in 97 for total programming content.
In 97, Well, anyway, let's just see if we can on solving this problem. Now, you had suggested, Dave, looking at on this call, that the stations could divide it up. And when I proposed it, you're now opposed to it. So,
well, no, I'm pointing out the problem with it, but the larger problem is this last-second doing of it. And so this is why I was suggesting maybe we need to talk about how we're going to handle the overall recommendations first. But, Jane, go ahead. How much time do we have left on this item?
We are over by 7 minutes.
Okay. Can we extend for another 5 minutes and then... May we extend for 5 minutes so we can hear Jane and put a bow on this?
Point of information, Mr. Chair. Are you aware of any pending motions that you're aware of that will be made on the call? I'm just trying to get an idea how long this call will go.
The next item on the agenda is PRA. We have that for half an hour, and then we have our recommendations to the board, which are going to include Mark's got some issues on the minority report that we're going to process then. And we've also got this question of how we're going to revisit whatever the board is approving. We call that revisiting whatever you want. So I think we're due for about another hour and a half.
No, I'm saying, are there other motions you're aware of coming from the members of this committee that would be placed on the table? I'm just trying to get an idea how many motions we're going to have to deal with.
Well, I think any motions dealing with, I mean, I described the motions dealing with our recommendations and any process for revisiting them are the motions that are going to come forward. I'm not aware of any, nobody's told me about anything else.
Okay, so you're not aware if folks have motions. Could we poll the members and see if people are planning to present motions so we can have some idea what our workload will be?
You know, I'm really exhausted. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to make it through, but I really would like this one question answered.
Why don't we do that, and then we'll go to the next piece. Go ahead, Jane.
I'm sorry, Lonnie, but after I looked over these the salary page, I just have one other small question, is that in last year's organizational chart for the national office, it showed the development director, and in this year's chart, it's changed to special projects director. It's just a new title, same
well,
job.
Well, you know, there was a development director last year, but in needing to deal with a shortfall, took the development position and made that person handle mostly the mail drops.
Okay. And so when we looked at this a few weeks ago, you were looking at that being a half-time position, but now you've gone ahead and put that back to a full-time. Is that correct?
That's correct. We just need the money, and we had to convince the current incumbent to stick with us, you know.
I knew you were mentioning that earlier, but when I didn't have the spreadsheet in front of me, I wasn't exactly sure what you were saying. Okay, so that's a full-time position. What I'm wondering is if we can put this in the national office budget, if that can be considered a special project. And so then our development consultant, if you will, or, you know, I mean, I know he's, anyway, I wondered if he couldn't be asked to spearhead that effort, make sure that it happens.
You mean, are you saying spearhead the funding of the National Spanish Language Programming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wondered if that sounds...
I wouldn't want to jeopardize these coordinating this mail drop business, 3 or 4 mailings a year, trying to raise, you know, 500,000-700,000 is a full-time job along with the other stuff that this position.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a lot of work, and it's crucial revenue.
Right.
And I'm hesitant to add another load to it, especially the guy was thinking about leaving, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, hey,
I'm out of
here.
I'm trying to change his mind and go again, you know.
Mr. Chair, I have, a point of information.
Before you do that, I have just been sent by Bob the resolution on international Spanish language as amended. May I read that, or do you want to do your point of information first?
No, go ahead.
Okay. The resolution, according to what Bob has just sent, and thanks, Bob, is, where did it go? Here we go. Resolved that as per the mandate of the Pacifica Race and Nationality Policy, the Foundation shall establish a national/international newscast each weekday in the Spanish language to be based at KPFK in Los Angeles, with participation of producers at other Pacifica stations and affiliates and stringers from throughout the U.S., the occupied lands of Mexico, the Caribbean Basin, South to Tierra del Fuego, Chile. The program will premiere no later than January 1, 2006. Further resolved, the newscast will utilize and incorporate the skills of diverse racial and ethnic groups from the occupied lands of Mexico, the Caribbean Basin, South to Tierra del Fuego, Chile, in all phases of production, with special attention to the inclusion of indigenous people and those of African descent. Further resolved, this program will include an ongoing focus on the oppression of indigenous peoples, people of African descent, and women, and will include examination of neocolonialism and globalization, white supremacy, national class and gender oppression, genocide, and poverty. Pacifica also will promote the expansion of local Spanish language news and public affairs programs. Further resolved that the executive director should provide an estimate of economic resources required, if possible, to explore the local community resources available. Further resolved that the implementation details for this initiative be referred to the programming committee of the Pacific Foundation Board of Directors. And I recall that the board referred certain issues on costs to this committee.
Right. The primary and lead committee was the programming committee, who has yet to report back. So I just think we should table this motion until we hear from them.
Is that a motion, Mark, to table?
I second.
No seconds needed. Is that a motion to table, Mark?
Yes, it is.
Okay. A motion to table is not debatable, so we should go to a vote. Can you call the roll?
Money.
Casey?
Yes. Adelson?
No.
Allen? Bediako?
No.
Heffley?
No.
McFaul is no. Roberts?
Yes.
Pattersall?
Abstain.
Gatewood? Weinman?
Yes.
So should someone call 911 to see if Jane has collapsed from exhaustion?
No, you heard me. I said abstain.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Williams?
No.
I'm sorry, did you say no?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Hicks?
Abstain.
And is Teresa off?
Yes.
I believe she is.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no, 2 yes, 3 abstain.
Okay, that doesn't pass, but okay, now that we're discussing it, we do need to be able to dispense with this, and I do think it's complex. So I'm hoping that somebody will suggest a way that we can revisit this issue or do something that moves it forward so that we actually get some forward progress on this thing that was agreed on.
This is Patty.
Please speak.
The thing about the funding, as I recall, we were supposed to look at alternative funding. We don't have that bit of the motion that explained that we were supposed to look before we looked for, you know, on-air funding. It was supposed to be from someplace else.
Well, I've heard that the KPFK GM says that she may be able to arrange things so the program could start as a half-hour all-Spanish program out of our budget. Maybe one thing we might do is provide some offset to KPFK, for example, allowing it to use its surpluses. But let's not. Sorry, I can't. That might be possible to authorize KPFK to use some of its existing surplus to start this program as seed money. I'm supportive of that notion.
Mr. Chair, this is a problem that I have. This is the National Finance Committee. We're on a five-hour call.
I agree. I feel you. Believe me.
No, you don't feel me, because we're talking 2 hours more. I've got like 5 more papers to grade. I'm really getting screwed here because these stations decided to wait this long, and now you want to solve the National Spanish Programming issue tonight? We can't do it. We don't have... Look how complex that motion was you just read.
Right. Well, what I need is, rather than a tabling, something that actually materially says it's going to get dealt with and move, because we have a board motion that said that it would be implemented by January.
Well, you know, we had a proposal on the table that the stations provide the seed money. We look at it again in January for March implementation. At least we get it moving.
But there was already a motion passed in January about how we would look into how the money would be raised. So all of a sudden now we're going to go and add some other way, like seed money thing. You know what I'm saying? I think we had a resolution that it wasn't, even if it was to be referred here or whatever, I thought it was to look at funding in these other ways last. I mean, where's that resolution? Wasn't there a resolution like that? I know Teresa, I remember...
Hey, Patty, there was a resolution to explore different kinds of funding, including a National Day, mail drops. But the point I'm making is that that hasn't been done, nor has the programming committee done what it said it was going to do.
Yeah.
Talk about 3 months from now. Actually, less than 3 months from
well,
now.
Well, Lonnie, will you make the motion that you just made regarding seed money? Because I think if what we understand from KPFK's GM is true, and we can get authorization, we may be able to try and at least give some startup funding from K.
Yeah, you know, the motion would be that, and along with the K's budget, I'm not making the motion now, I'm explaining what I'm, that K should be allowed to amend its budget to include seed money for this particular project. And that the follow as phase one and phase two would be, it have to be looked at along with other programming issues, assuming we hire a new programming director, for March, phase two of this project. So we'll at least get it started between now and January. But we integrate it with whatever the programming committee might want to do, and a new programming coordinator if we get that person hired. And we look toward a March phase two on this project, but we do phase one now. That's the intent.
Can I get a point of information in there?
Yeah, and then Mark, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, it's my understanding that the KPFK GM said that she would be able to arrange that so that the program would start at least as a as a half hour all Spanish program out of the current PFK out of the current budget, but that she could get participation of the other stations if the national office could, you know, maybe put in a $2,000 a month for stringers. And that this could be started basically as a pilot program.
I don't want to do that kind of negotiation now and on the air. I'm just suggesting that we approve the principle and get it as a part of our budget proposal. And then, you know, go to the detail. We don't have much time. I've got to have budgets ready to mail out tomorrow, folks. I am not going to fail in my duty to do that.
Okay. I think it's as good a proposal as we've heard. Further discussion, or can we go?
Yeah, the problem that I have with Lonnie's suggestion is that we haven't discussed it with the KPFK LSB nor the general manager. I don't know how we can just decide that we're going to, you know, do that without consulting and letting, and, you know, having them weigh in on it. And given
that's not what he's saying. He's saying we would basically authorize KPFK's LSB and management to come forth with a proposal to do this. He wasn't saying that we were impelling a specific one, were you, Lonnie?
Yeah, I'm saying that as part of the budget approval process, we are approving the use of surplus funds, are we not?
Well, no, you said that we would authorize them to make a proposal on the use of such funds.
That's not what he said.
Oh, I thought that's what he said. I'm sorry.
No, and what I'm saying is that if we're going to do that, and tap into those funds in order to roll it out, the only difficulty is that we haven't run it by the general manager or the LSB there, and I also think it's not just a KPFK decision.
Great. So can you revise the sentiment so that it includes an additional step of review?
Well, question for point of information. Is the KLSB going to meet, Dave?
We don't have a scheduled meeting between now and Thursday, no.
So you do not?
No.
Well, that's a problem. Mark's point is well taken, that the LSB should be apprised and approve that budgetary move.
I thought you were suggesting that we basically request a proposal from the GM to be approved by the LSB for the use of such money for seed funds, and we could actually ask all the stations if they can figure out a way to do that, and I think that is as good as we can do at this point.
This is Jane. I move that we table continuation of this discussion until the recommendations section of our budget so that we can move the agenda and begin seeing how we can wrap things up.
Can you call the roll, Casey, on the motion to table till after the recommendation section?
Or as part of the recommendations.
As part of the recommendation section.
Adelson?
Yes.
Allen? Bediako?
Yes.
Heffley?
Yes.
McFaul is yes. Roberts?
No.
Tattersall?
Yes.
Weinman?
Yes.
Williams? Hicks?
it would be no.
Williams, are you there? I'll pass. Can you come back? I'm sorry. I was calling another meeting.
If I pass, I'm coming right back to you. You're last.
Well, I'm sorry. Could you just, I'm sorry.
It's a motion to table.
The motion to table this discussion until after we do, till the recommendation section. And you're probably the tiebreaker on this.
Isn't that the next section?
No,
I'm
next
sorry.
PRA.
I did not hear the vote.
Oh God.
But basically, I mean, you just have to decide whether you most. I would like. No, that's not fair. You have to vote on whether or not to table this discussion until the recommendation section of the current discussion. Can you tell her what the vote currently is, Casey?
To move the agenda.
Can you tell her what the current vote is on this, because she wasn't listening?
The current vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes, 2 no.
Oh, I'm Pat. I abstain.
Okay.
You said 6 yes, 2 no?
Yes.
Abstain.
Thank you.
Okay. So the motion carries. We're in now the Pacifica Radio Archive section of our marathon day together. Lonnie, will you start?
The Pacifica Archives radio budget. I'll start with the financials, but I also want to make sure that this group is aware of the pressures and the issues that the archive director is very much concerned with, and he asked me to make sure that I spoke to them. Let's first do the finances. That budget, the archive's overall plan is to become as self-sustaining as possible through sales, through affiliate income, and through mail drops. And the plan is to manage that budget by a mail drop is currently in place. $160,000 went out for the archives a week ago. And that's new. That's the National Office and the Archives working together in a mail drop. The follow-on would be an on-the-air, as the Archives tends to do each year. And then we're looking at a holiday mail drop as well. People tend to want to give presents, CDs, and that might be something useful.
Now,
the goal for the Archives is to develop a marketing plan. The mail drops are part of a overall marketing plan to market the product of PRA.
Lonnie, hold on a second. LaVarne, we're hearing Mary Berg on your other call. Is there any way you could save us that crosstalk?
There.
I had my phone on mute. Can you hear me now?
We can.
I had my phone on mute. Okay, I'm going to do it again. Some of you hear it talking.
Okay, sorry, Lonnie, go ahead, but I was having trouble hearing you.
It was Patty. I'm guilty. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
You know, I was just making the point that there is an overall marketing plan for the archives that we are in our second year. And that marketing plan includes on-the-air solicitations, which it normally does each year, and I think that produces about $180,000. We're introducing new mail drops. We did mail drop last year, but it's only 40,000. This year, that is to say, in the month of September, the number of pieces is 160,000. So we're test marketing the archives to see if we can develop a sustainable mail drop campaign to stabilize revenues, very much like he did with the National Office. And so far, that seems to be working. The affiliate income is part of that overall marketing plan, which is to say marketing the products of the archives to the affiliates is a key part of their plan, and, of course, sales of the CDs to the stations. Now, here's some issues that the archives director wanted me to be sure to bring up. I won't be able to solve those, but they are important, and we've tried to take them into consideration in doing these budgets. Sales figures have dropped. If you look at the archive sales, they're not figures that the archive director is very happy with. And they're on a downward slide. And having the discussion with him about what the factors are. The factors are that there's competition. There's competition from Democracy Now in terms of their selling CDs of various stripes, not to mention their own CDs. There's competition from other vendors in the Pacifica network impacting the sales of CDs to the archives. The archives director has a specific complaint about that. He's written over his report. Will come to the board. He'll be there on Thursday, but he's written up his report. Rest of those issues that are impacting sales. Archive sales get impacted to the extent we make archival materials available to the public for free. How can you sell CDs if it's being given away for free? That's an issue, and it's impacting their sales. He is concerned about copyright issues. That is, archival material, as he dispenses them, he's very careful to protect the copyright rights of various musicians and those folks who produce those materials. He's an archivist, and of course he's very much aware of those issues from both a legal point of view. But that is not the case, he's saying, with materials that are necessarily distributed for free. And he's concerned about that. That will get Pacifica into trouble. Some of the material, a lot of it's copyrighted material. Can't just give it away on the internet. So he's going to address those issues. It's an issue of content. How shall Pacifica's content, and some of our most treasured content, of course, is in our archives. How shall that be controlled and authorized? In an era where technology makes it easy to take content, both archival content and current content that is on air content, and simply distribute it for free when you're trying to use premiums and CDs. Okay, so how is the archives doing? I'll end with this summation. You all know that the archives tapes are such that there is a need to save some of the crucial tapes from deterioration. And that's part of one of the ways in which you're using mail drops to make interested people around the country aware of that situation. The other area around content, the archives director is very much concerned that a programming director or coordinator address the content issues. It's got to be somebody's job to look at this network-wide. And come up and make recommendations around policy, around who owns Pacifica's content. You know, is it the programmer? Is it the station? Is it the network as a whole? Same issues we keep kind of going back over and over again in different contexts. So it's so important that the programming committee begin to function, so important that we look at it that way. So those are the big concerns of the archives director. We're compensating for the lost revenue on the sales side with mail drops. But as you can imagine, not to have the dollars come in one door and go out the other. So anyway, that would be a quick report on PRA. We're still subsidizing PRA, which is to say, with a plan, we're reducing that subsidization each year. It goes down a little bit. But there is a plan. There's an issue around the relationship between the affiliates and the archives. And that's something we can deal with in a different context, and I'm sure the affiliates director will be happy to address that. There's, of course, a relationship between the two programs that is very close. But there's still some issues. Anyway, I'll stop there.
Okay, I have some things to say. Does anybody else? Teresa?
Mark?
Teresa, do you have something? Okay, we'll go to Mark and then me, and then we'll wait to hear from Teresa if she's there. Go ahead, Mark. Mark? Hang on, we'll wait for him to unmute.
Did you say go ahead, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, Lonnie, I had a couple of questions. One, we've talked many times about the utilization of the archives for premiums, for, you know, sort of in-house premiums in order to reduce those expenses.
Yeah.
And I still don't get a sense. I know some people are doing better than others. I think Kay is doing a pretty good job, but there are others that are not in terms of utilizing those. Do you know if a plan is in place to, say, require that a minimum percentage of premiums be generated from our own archives?
That would be, I think, to look at. And I am meeting with the archives director to look at how we do the sales issue related to the stations differently. Now, some stations, each station is different in terms of how they utilize archive premiums. Some stations do, some stations don't. And then there's the issue of sale price with third parties. That is, who's selling premiums, and how does that impact the ability of stations to utilize archive premiums versus third-party premiums. And we may need to look at policy around it, and he's prepared to make some proposals in that regard.
All right, well, I strongly urge that. I know that stations, you know, have a kind of go-it-alone type thing, but we need to, if we have an in-house resource that needs additional funding in order to expand, and we ourselves are not making use of their products while we're asking others to do so, that's crazy. Should have a policy at least requiring some minimal participation from all our stations in our in-house reservoir. So I think that's number one. Number two is the archives had indicated that they were having some difficulty from local programmers submitting their work, in this new digital age, getting copies of what we're doing now. Do you know if that's still a problem?
Say again, Mark. You broke up a little bit for me.
He indicated that there would be a problem getting the current programmers to submit their programs for the archives so that we continue to build the archives.
Yes, there is a concern there.
Well,
but that requires, you know, that all the stations work together toward that goal, maybe a meeting of the GMs and the program directors and the programmers to see what content should be archived, on what basis. Sometimes you get duplication, you know. Stations are starting their own archive project. So here's the archives looking to archive station material. The stations are archiving station materials. Democracy Now! Has started to archive its Democracy Now! Materials. And, you know, right, and then where does all that go? And how will it be accessible? And on what basis is a, you know, a big issue.
Right, but I think that there would be sufficient cost savings involved in taking a look at that. And,
yes.
And I think that should be something that maybe this committee or another committee, certainly not tonight, but I think we need to look at the participation, the national face of the archives in terms of its product development and also in terms of what we feed into it. But other than that, I don't have any questions about its current funding levels, but I do think we could do a better job.
Okay. That's the point. We will lose the archives unless we have an internal policy about its use by our stations.
Okay, I'd like to go next. You know, one of the issues on this whole discussion is a transition of the archive from a library to a bookstore. And the whole discussion about how one supports an archive is similar to the question about how one supports a library. And if you say that we're not going to use city, let's take the analogy of a city saying, we're not going to fund libraries anymore. We want to change the business model and have the library selling books in order to fund its presence, the existence of these libraries. Because to me, that's what we're talking about. Lonnie mentions competition, and I'm sure veiled in here somewhere is something about, for example, what LA Sound Posse does, which is we let anybody, we've told the archive they can sell our stuff, they can have our stuff, anybody can. But we, like many other people, believe in what Pete Caracas has called the traffic model, as opposed to the subscription model, which is you give the stuff away and then people donate to support you, which is what we've always done on the air forever. Moving it into we need to capture content, we need to make it proprietary, we need to restrict access and generate funds on, based on the ability of people to get access to restricted content, to me is not a good long-term strategy for a foundation that was always based on reciprocal generosity. Now, unfortunately, we can't really do too much about this year's budget right now, but problems have been raised with the notion that it's getting the affiliate's income, and while it may have a relationship with affiliates, its primary job is not necessarily servicing of the affiliates. This is, again, goes back to the problem that central services had been intended to fund that archive, and those things now, that extra money that, you know, we're up to 20% in central services, it seems not to go back down to 17%, and then money from the affiliates is paying for that. I know it's all part of one pot. I just say this to say that none of the things that we're talking about in terms of the business model of the archive have, to my knowledge, ever been approved by this board as matters of policy. And they're going to need to be. And I understand, I take this as a point where reasonable people can reasonably disagree. I just have a different philosophy than, for example, Mark does. But I take real issue with the idea of developing these various business models when this level of concept about how we fund things and what our business model is exactly the policy level of decision-making the board should be involved in. And I think we need a proviso when we pass this budget that the PNB needs to consider the question of the funding mechanisms and the questions about copyright and the rest that Lonnie has raised, and I think the Archives Task Force or Committee needs to be the venue through which those come forward.
I'd like to get on the stack there.
Is there anybody else who has anything else before we go back to Mark? Okay, go ahead, Mark. How much time do we have, Jane?
Theoretically, we have another 15 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to quickly, because my view of history is a little different than yours since I've been here. Last year there was Last year there was a big to-do about this whole issue of archives funding, and I remember Carol was very much in favor of having 3% of the central services be dedicated to archives funding. And was going to present a motion to that effect at the meeting in D.C. However, the archives director himself stood up and told the committee that that was not what he wanted and that he preferred the arrangement that he now has and felt that that would be the most productive way for him to be able to manage and to grow the archives. And so we did decide that we would take the money from the affiliate as well as the KU and give that to them instead of a fixed. And so I think that the board did consider the funding mechanism and did decide to do it the way we are currently doing it.
That's true. You're right. I had forgotten about that. We have raised the issue.
Yes. Thank you.
I got a point of personal privilege, folks. I need to be off the call for about 10 minutes.
Please be our guest. We'll make all the motions and then just let you know what we've decided after you get back.
Raise me to death, please. I'll do it that way.
All right.
Try to hurry back.
All right.
I know that.
Okay. So I think I'm not hearing any further discussion on this section of the budget.
No.
Am I? Okay. In that case, the next thing we're on is, hold on a second. Recommendations to PNB on FY06 budget. Lonnie's obviously left the call. I think a good way to do this would be to go down section, to divide it section by section in the budget. Well, first I think what we should do is talk about what Marnie has discussed and what other people have talked about this, how will changes be made during the year as changes need to be made. Once we've done that, I suggest we go down each segment of the budget, each of the station units, and vote on our recommendation, and then the national office and the PRA. How do people feel about doing it that way? And then at the end of that, Mark had the issue of the minority report.
So where would the general to review that one more time. First, the issue of how revisions might be made.
Right, so that we know that when we're making the recommendations we're making, what level of flexibility there is on review. Then, once we've addressed that issue, go through each unit in the consolidated. So basically, we would go down and do it in order. KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WBAI, WPFW, National Office, PRA, and make our recommendations on each of those. And then at the end of that, deal with Mark's comment on minority report and revisit, come back to our tabled item on how to deal with the Spanish language.
I just wanted my general one about that salary comparison chart would be completed.
That should come in the part before we go down and do each of the our recommendations on each unit's budget.
I'll send that out.
Okay.
I have a question, Dave.
Yeah.
Where would, and I hate to add something if it's not already there. I had indicated before there was a motion that came from our LSB as it relates to what's going to be presented to the PNB, you know, in the package, how the package is presented.
Why don't we deal with that when we deal with, when Mark has the issue about the...
minority report.
The last thing we'll deal with is presentation. To the PMB. That'll include the minority report. It'll include any recommended contingencies and how they'll be represented. It'll include your LSB's motion, and we'll deal with all that at the last thing. Is that okay? Does anybody object to doing it that way?
Well, I have to come back.
Wow.
I have one question. I need to know what our product is going to be this evening. Are we going to have a list of recommendations? If so, how will that be delivered to the board? I've got a board packet going out tomorrow. I know what I'm going to have in it. Question is, will this be part of that packet in terms of the Finance Committee's report to be included in the packet?
Can we? Well, we'll need to answer that question, I think, as we get through it. But what I just recommended while you were off was we start with dealing with the suggestions for how budgetary items are to be revisited during the year, because there are a bunch of loose ends here. Marnie has talked about the forecasting process. We should come to an agreement on that. Then we go down the budget and make our recommendations on a unit-by-unit basis, and then after we've done that, we will deal with presentation to the board. And that will include the question you just asked, Mark's question about the minority report, Baruti's question about the LSB, the WBI's LSB recommendation on presentation, and anything else we need to do. But let's get those recommendations concretely so the discussion is not in the abstract. Okay? So if there's no disagreement on that, can we go, Marnie, maybe you should start, since you seem to have some very concrete ideas about this, on the forecasting issue.
Sure. I was going to suggest, again, I don't like legislating, but if we need to legislate, maybe the motion would be something like that the NFC recommends that there be a formal quarterly forecasting requirement which has approval of the CFO and the NFC and the ED. And then if the changes are either above a certain dollar amount or above a certain percentage, then it also needs to go to the PNB and the LSB. You get the drift? I mean, if it's minor, I mean, a forecasting in the organization I was is approved. It's all the way approved up the line, and you don't change. And we do major changes. You can pick up a football team. You can lose a football team. This is as much money as KPFA has in its total revenue. And that's called forecasting, and it goes up and down the line, and you have major changes in that way. But once a forecast is in place, you don't go screwing around with it. And in my organization, it's done every 2 months, but I'm suggesting every 3 months, every quarter. I know Lonnie was talking about doing it in March. That's really 6 months into it. I think given the tightrope that Pacifica and the stations walk on, I think quarterly is a decent. So that's the gist of what I'm thinking of. But it's a formal process that does require approval up and down to certain levels, depending on what the parameters of the change are.
Marnie, my question about what you're suggesting is, my understanding of the budget is it's an authorization for stations to do spending. If we're talking about authorizing spending that wasn't authorized with the vote. How does that fit into this process?
Oh, well, then in that case, well, I think still it can work. I mean, you know, say there's a 1% variance or a $100,000 variance, maybe that doesn't need to go up to the PNB. But certainly a 10% variance.
Well, there are some infinite variances. Like, for example, national office spending and mailing costs was an infinite variance because zero was slated and money was spent.
Right, but we can use a dollar amount and a percentage. So, you know, it can be covered that way.
Well, if you're saying 10%, then
whatever
the number is, if you're basically saying, here's the budget, we've gotten all these tolerances done, but you can go ahead and spend up to $10,000 more in any category.
Well, I wasn't saying category. I was saying total operating expense, ultimately. I mean, you have to look at it big picture, macro level. When you're dealing with five stations and a national office and a PRA, you got to have some big parameters. So I wasn't thinking of in a per category, but, hey, whatever's right for whatever this situation is.
All right. Further discussion?
What was Lonnie's recommendation on this?
Well, I think I made a recommendation last year. I tend to agree with Marnie. We are a seasonal business, and we should be look at what happens to this network every quarter. First of all, timing, I agree. It should be quarter. March is late, but that's a planning document, but it's not incompatible with the suggestions to have a look at our budget and expenses quarterly. Because, as we have pointed out, when you, a station, loses $400,000 on a single drive, you just changed your budget, whether you think you did or not. And you have to deal with it. You just can't say, oh, well, too bad it didn't happen the way the budget is, but we refuse to change the budget. Well, your budget did get changed. And you have to have mechanisms in place to deal with that eventuality. So, to be concrete, and we should look at every quarter. If we need to change budget or readjust the budget, given realities, we should be have a mechanism to do that and take it to the PNB. Those are large budget revisions. All the budget revisions, what's normal, in my experience, is you go with a variability, not for every line item. That's impractical, micromanagement, and you shouldn't do it. It's a waste of everybody's time. What you should do, either to the bottom line or to categories, programming, whatever, or administrative costs. And if there's anything above 10%, let's go to the PNB. Below 10%, it comes to the Finance Committee for discussion. And I think that that's an internal operating thing the Finance Committee can work on and apprise the PNB of what we're doing. And so 10% variability in the category, which is to say programming, administrative, et cetera. And anything above that has to go to the PNB for rebudgeting.
Can I ask one question, Lonnie? I think that's a good way to go. What about the LSB role? If you're talking about some amounts, whether it's below 10% in a category or above, what about the role for the LSBs in approving spending proposals once the year gets underway?
Well, that's a good point, but I do think that in the 10% category, which I'm saying that anything we send to the PNB ought to be sent also to the LSBs for their review, and not their approval. The budget has been approved. What we're talking about is an adjustment to a budget above the 10%. So the LSB should be able to review and weigh in if they need to. But the LSB now is being asked to do a revision to an adjustment is different than a revision. A revision is the large item. An adjustment is anything less than 10%. I think in both cases, though, the LSBs ought to be informed, but not with the understanding they get a chance to reapprove. Only the PNB gets a chance to reapprove. And that is a crucial role for the National Finance Committee to play, you know, during the year, is budget revision function as opposed to budget adjustments. Anyway, that would be my recommendation. I've seen that work in other organizations. Unless people are clear on what those procedures are, it works out. And so how will it go? In a quarter, we in finance will review the budget. We would identify revisions separate from adjustments and say, you know, you're varying this budget by more than 10%.
Wait, I need a definition. What's the difference between a revision and an adjustment? A
revision is anything above 10% in a category. Where, you know, it's the same thing as the variant stuff we're doing. that say Station A is spending 20% variance in administrative costs. NFC looks at it and says that variance has to have a plan of correction. Or the station says, I want to revise my budget. I've got more income than I thought I would have. You know what I mean?
Yep.